you.
That I have eyes to see.
I have ears to hear.
You've got a message for me.
And it's all about kingdom today.
In Jesus' name,
I pray. I had a vision this morning. And it was very snappy. It was just one word, Daniel 7. So I had been asking the Lord what he wanted. And he said, I want you to remember your first love. Okay. My first love with the Word was the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. And John intermingled. So between Daniel, the Gospel of John, and Revelation, that is what I would call my first love. I can't understand that, except today. The first time I picked up a Bible, I was 27. Because again, it was against the rules for me to even ask about a Bible. And I had so much confidence in myself that I asked the pastor, the parish priest, to order me a qualified version that would be approved.
When did I get my Bible? Where did I get my first Bible? In what year? Of course I do.
You're having fun right now, huh?
No, no, I got my first Bible from her. And
well, she's guilty of a lot of stuff, you know.
He's asking me the year, and I...
Okay, so...
It's not important.
When did I get saved? 2008, right?
You tell me.
2007 was the first
2007, Bible. That's perfect.
And I got, and I sent it to Mom. Because
yes.
She couldn't see it.
Yes,
the
yes.
Big
large print.
It's cool. So, it was a coffee table type Bible, big thing. And my son Gary and I would study together, usually on a Sunday afternoon. And wherever the marker was in the Bible, Irene, when she would pick up the living room, would go to where the marker was and study what we're studying. But she never came to do it with us. She did it on the next day or the day after. Of course, it took her a while to confess, you know, because typical, not going to admit that I'm nosy about what you guys are reading. So God was just tickling when I had that vision. And I can say that my understanding was not impacted by religion. Does that make sense? Because the born-again religion that is sold out there gives you a bunch of guidelines that are not always of God. So I'm just going to leave it there. You know? They're not always of God. They're sometimes presented in a way that is going to feed the particular denomination or a particular group that you're studying with. And I learned that the hard way because I remember many years back that there was a group that invited me in Belchertown. And at the time, I was still part of the Charismatic Renewal. I was very much aware of what the Holy Spirit was capable of doing. And I had watched him being transformed people. And these people were so critical, it was literally horrible. And I finally got up at the end of their meeting and said, I'm glad I'm not a part of this, because all they did was pick apart their leadership. They picked on one pastor after another, after another, after another, and I said, boy, I wouldn't want to be a part of this. Don't expect me to come back. You know, you may be very nice to invite me in your home, but No, thank you. I have enough issues with the group that I'm with. But at least we don't tear the pastor apart. You know, because that's what they were doing. They never asked me to go back either. So that's another solution.
That was a blessing.
Well, I told them the truth, okay? So, what I want to do now is to take you into a little bit of the picture of the kingdom that I believe is going to help us to watch what's happening in the earth today. I want to start with Daniel 7, verse 8. Now, you can study the beginning of it. And it talks about the beast. It talks about a vision. It talks about a dream, etc., etc. So, but the focus that I want is verse 8. I considered the horn, and behold, there came up. By the way, horn is power. Came up among them another horn, and or a little one, before which three of the first horns were plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. I kept looking until thrones were placed for the assessors with the judge. And the Ancient of Days, God the Eternal Father, took his seat, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flames. Its wheels were burning fire. Revelation 20, verse 4. Matthew 19, verse 28. 1 Kings 22, verse 19. And etc. A stream of fire came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. And 10,000 times 10,000 rose up and stood before him. The judge was seated. The court was in session, and the books were opened. Now, I'm going to stop there because my sense is that in the realm of the spirit, this is the season where the judge is looking at the earth. He's looking at the people in the earth. He's looking at the churches. He's looking at the nations. And he's going to bring what? Exposure.
Would that be judgment?
It will also mean judgment, because the harvest time harvests both the good and the tares. Okay? So the wheat and the tares are going to be harvested.
So separation.
Yes. Verse 11. I looked then because of the sound of the great words which the horn was speaking. I watched until the beast was slain and its body destroyed and given over to be burned with fire. And as for the rest of the beasts, their power of dominion was taken away, yet their lives were prolonged, for the duration of their lives was fixed for a season and a time. Now, if you break that down, you can see that the Father is not rushing. That the judge of all is looking at the details, okay? And he's even going to extend some lives for his own purpose. That includes you and me. I saw in the night vision, and behold, on the clouds of heaven came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. Now, obviously, you know who that is, right? That's our Savior. And there was given him, the Messiah, there's all your answers, dominion and glory and kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, one which shall not be destroyed. Revelations 5, verses 1 through 10. Now, I want to take that, and I want to take a good peek here. There was given to him, the Messiah, dominion and glory and kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. So that's the kingdom that has no end. And it shall not pass away. And his kingdom, one which shall not be destroyed. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was grieved and anxious within me. And the vision of my head alarmed and agitated me. So in other words, it's not a space of everything being smooth and sweet. He's watching something going on that is pretty dramatic. I came near to one of those, verse 16, who stood there and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. So now you can see Daniel's got visions, he's got pieces to the puzzle, but interpretation is needed. We've got a lot of people who get different things from God, and they don't understand them at the moment that they're getting them. You mean to tell me interpretation is something that we all need? Yes. There are times that you're going to see things, you're going to be pressed into something. What does it really mean to me? And that's something that if Daniel needed to ask, I need to ask. Don't sit on a high horse thinking you got it all. Verse 17. These four great beasts are four kings who shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High God, who is that? Me and you, shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Here's Romans 8, verse 17, 1 Peter 2, 9, Revelations 3, 21. So that's telling you that this is speaking about us now. We're watching things that are happening in the earth, and some of it is unpleasant. And I listen to messages out there, and some of them I really want to say, can you give us a solution? Because all they do is give out all the fear tactics and all the problems. I could feed you problem after problem just by watching TV. I don't need that. I need solutions. I want to give you a solution today. Okay? The saints of the Most High God shall receive the kingdom. He doesn't say they're going to miss it. Does it? Okay. They shall receive the kingdom. Remember the word shall that my friend John always reminds us of? We shall receive the kingdom. Where? How? We already have him in us by his spirit. Are we mature enough to let him rule? Or are we going to argue with him? And do me things. Do me, myself, and I stuff. That's up to us. If we're smart, we'll humble ourselves and make sure that we don't miss the mark. Okay? It not only says receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever. See, you can have a reception but never use it. I've seen people under demonic attack and they refuse to open their mouth to respond. And I remember one time saying to an individual, well, if you're having a party with the enemy, enjoy the party, because if you can't respond that you need the blood to cover you and you can't respond by the name of Jesus, then I will not do it, because I won't be your servant. Because there's no love there if you can't stand up for yourself. Yes or no? Okay? There's times to say, hey, grow up. Wake up. Don't let the negative confirm over and over how your feelings are. Because if you sit there, you're going to have feelings, and God, the enemy, he's going to throw everything at you, including the kitchen sink. And you won't have a happy moment. And you're stuck in the demonic kingdom. Jesus already said, the saints of the Most High God shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even ever and ever. Then I wished to know the truth about the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceedingly terrible and shocking, whose teeth were of iron and in snails of bronze, which devoured, broke, and crushed and trampled what was left with its feet. And concerning the 10 horns representing kings that were on its head, and the other horn which came up later, and before which 3 of the horns fell, the horn which had eyes and a mouth that spoke great things and which looked greater than the others. As I looked, this horn made war with the saints. As I looked, this horn made war with the saints and prevailed over them. Revelations 13, 7 and 9. I believe that's part of what we're living in now. The church is so sleepy that she doesn't want to rise up. She doesn't want to resist. And the enemy takes advantage and takes you into a deeper deception. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High God. So he judges who first?
Saints.
Why? They'll never come together without judgment. We're in that season. The time came when the saints possessed the kingdom. Ha ha! That's your victory. All right? That's what's happening, I believe, in the United States of America. We have a people that are patriots, that are working diligently, piece by piece, to humble themselves and wait upon the Lord, and then obey whatever the Holy Spirit tells them to do. We've got pastors and teachers and prophets and apostles working diligently to release the word of God over this nation. And they're doing it. What about you? What about me? Am I diligent to do what I'm asked to do? Yes. That's the purpose of the house of prayer, to intercede for all nations. The end result is by your obedience and my obedience, the kingdom is going to be established here, and then it's going to spread. When Jesus came to Capernaum, he created a problem. He healed the paralytic. When that man walked out, the whole city was upset, or the town. Why? They had watched their religious people telling them that you've got to do all these rules and regulations, but nobody was setting the captives free. Jesus came and he set the captives free. He was giving you an example of the kingdom. Amen? Amen. The example of the kingdom is why you're working where you are, and that your assignment is taking you where you need to be. You're in that truck doing what needs to be done. And you're interceding for corners that nobody else would be driving through. But while you're there, your intercession is changing that region. Mm-hmm. 23. Thus the angel said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on the earth, which shall be different from all the other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth. Tread it down and break it in pieces and crush it. As for the ten horns, out of the kingdom ten kings shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be different from the former ones, and he shall subdue and put down three kings. And he shall speak words against the Most High God. That's your Antichrist. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change the times of sacred feasts and holy days, and the law. And the saints shall be given into his hands for a time, two times, and a half time, 3.5 years. Revelations 13, 1 through 6. But the judgment shall be set by the courts of the Most High, not by man. The judgment, those who are held into a place where he's lifting them up and setting them into the kingdom of heaven, they will be happy forever and ever. Those who are judged and going into their damnation, that's going to be up to their choice. And they shall take away his dominion to consume it gradually and to destroy it suddenly in the end. So watch again, 26. The judgment shall be set by the courts of the Most High, and they shall take away his dominion to consume it gradually and to destroy it suddenly in the end. And the kingdom and the dominion of the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. That's your Savior. That's your Messiah. That's why you're in a place of making decisions every day. That's why you're looking and you're seeing a lot of turmoil on the news and on the political realm. Don't focus on it. Focus on the Word and the promises of God. That the kingdom of heaven is being set into your heart first. You can't give away the kingdom of God until it's in you. Here is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my waking thoughts troubled and alarmed me much, and my cheerfulness of countenance was changed in me, but I kept the matter of the interpreting angel information in my heart and my mind. Why did he hold it? Because it was his time, and he knew, if you keep on reading, that there would be more revelation, but there's a set time for these things to take place. So, the kingdom is being established in me and you first. That produces a bride that is going to be acceptable to the king. Got it? That bride will be able to do the works that the king did. Why is he next to Papa? He's released his spirit in us. We are capable of going forward. And we are definitely going to have an effect in the earth. Whatever earth we have around us. But we can't do it until we become humble enough to say, help me to give solutions to those who have issues. That's what you're here for. and you're going to do it one at a time. When Jesus was in the earth, he gave it one at a time. And he didn't choose the high mucky mucks with a lot of education. He chose the fisherman. He chose the tax collector. He chose the teenagers that were ready to receive. Why? Because they were teachable. The ones that had all the education, like Paul, what did he do? He first rebelled. Because let's face it, his teachers had taught him that only the law was the solution for the nation. When you give out love and you give out compassion, that's part of the kingdom of grace that Jesus told us about and showed us. He never criticized and found hopelessness in anybody he ministered to. And you need to do the same. And if you've had someone that you're judging and finding fault with, get over it. Okay? Get over it. Don't, you know, this is the way it is. That's what your son taught. Okay? And 3-year-old, 5-year-old, doesn't matter. It's the issue that we're faced with. There are things that are going to be different. And people aren't going to always agree with you. If they don't agree, that's their privilege. You keep on interceding as the Holy Spirit leads you. Would you lift your hand to the Lord, please? Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
We're going to do the word. Right now. It's going to be time to intercede for what's going on in the kingdom and how it's being established in this region right now. In Massachusetts, and in all the areas that you are telling us to intercede for. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.